first step in every project is your?
Self-talk.
Is your?
Self-talk.
I don't want you to do anything hard ever in your life again without conscious self-talk. Remind yourself of who you are before you get in it.
If you can't teach your brain, I test my fears. You are raising your hand and say, I am great being stuck. You got to exert your powers again to get unstuck. You got to flex a little bit again to get unstuck. And realize that you're the one who has to take control of your life.
You got to put some experiments up on the board. What we need to have, if we're really going to change this world and change the relationship we all have with each other, is curiosity. Incrementally grow yourself into greatness.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're going to train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week, we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
If you are stuck, Brendan, I feel stuck. I don't know why. It's the frame. Let me teach you the frame. The first one you could guess. You're stuck because there's a fear there. Well, Brendan, I can't say no. Okay, maybe you're fearful of saying no. Fear happens. But you freeze over a period of time with it. That's maladaptive. Fear is meant to mobilize, to ready yourself for adversity or a situation that demands you to protect yourself or to shift, right? There's a reason we feel fear. Fear is not a negative thing. Outside of physical fear, though, most mental fear is just poor management of our mind. Our fear is maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe I'm not good enough. And I always go, maybe you're right. It doesn't play well on TikTok. We will never know, though, until you get on the field and you fight and you progress. We will never know if you are deserving until you've been up there 30 times. If you are stuck and you are frozen and you are in self-loathing and it's sticking there, there's some trauma, and that always needs therapy. This is the time to go, have I been stuck in fear for a really long time? Because if you haven't unlocked that and you're conscious of it, oh my gosh, you need the therapy. For those who don't feel like you're locked in it, I want you to flip the fear and see the fear as, oh, I don't know, something's going on. I must be fearful. You know what? I'm kind of fearful of being judged, so I'm not going to try this. I'm like, great, so try it. If you can't teach your brain, I test my fears, you are raising your hand and say, I am great being stuck. So explore your fears. If you're stuck, I also want you to notice what I call your axis of responsibility. What do I mean by that? Who has responsibility about you being stuck? When you're stuck, almost always you have given your power to somebody or something else. In any given moment, can somebody screw you up, mess you up, slow you down, hurt you? 100%. But a year later, you can't still look it back there. Well, my teacher did this 10 years ago. I'm like, that was 10 years ago. That was a moment. That was awful. That could be terrible. And it was your responsibility to get help, to grow new skills, and to get better. And when we take away the responsibility from you, we take away your power. I'm the weird guy who goes, when you're stuck, take on some responsibility. You got to exert your powers again to get unstuck. You got to flex a little bit again to get unstuck and realize that you're the one who has to take control of your life. I think the other one to tap into, which we talked about this morning, is your ambition. If you're stuck, you're disconnected from your ambition. After learning about visualization 22 years ago in my life, I still wake up every morning, and you can ask my wife about this because she thinks it's funny. I lay in bed and I just think, I'm thinking about the future, because I know if I lose connection with my future, I will lose my motivation. If you're stuck, I want you to look at your mood. Your mood is very contained within the last 72 hours of what happened to you. What you ate and consumed has a huge biological effect on your brain and your body. Huge. Huge. That's why even to you, like, I ate so good today, I don't know why I feel like crap. You had 7 pizzas 2 nights ago. Your last 3 nights of sleep. Huge predictor of your mood right now. Enormous predictor. The people you hung out with the last 3 days, enormous predictor. Here's why I tell you that. That's the best science to know ever. Let me sleep really good. Let me adjust my diet to be really good. And let me hang out with really good people. If I'll get those baselines down, now my baseline mood is good. If you didn't exercise, if you didn't take care of actual, if you didn't walk, you didn't stretch, you didn't open your body, you didn't do any energy release, you did nothing for your physical body either in terms of movement. That's why you feel that the way that you do. We're immediacy focused animals. You need to realize how you feel is so dictated by the last 72 hours. First step of every project is your?
Self-talk.
Is your?
Self-talk.
How many of you had to write a hard email in the last couple days? Okay, when I open the email, I never start writing. I open up the email, I think about what I want to say, I close my eyes, I don't think about what I'm going to write, I think about the self-talk I need to have. Brendan, remember that you have an opportunity to do good things here, that you care about people. I know you want to rip this person to shreds. You're not the type of person who rips people to shreds. Brendan, remember who you are. Go ahead, buddy. First step, self-talk.
I don't want you to do anything hard ever in your life again without conscious self-talk. Some people just need to go read The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale again. You haven't read it in 10 years, read it again. And if you don't believe in God and you're like, oh, he's so Christian, it's like, you'll survive. Read the book. Another mindset, the way. How are you going to show up every day? We're all going to leave here at some point. What's your way of being? I would like for you to define that today with three words. My way is joyful and it's confident and it's loving. And I have to tell myself that with that empowered self-talk in those dark days. I have to remind myself when I don't want to do anything. I have to tell myself when I'm mad at somebody. Take back the helm of life. Make those choices. Be proud that you're living that way. Show up in that way for your family, for your friends, for your community, for this world. That's the stuff of growth. The breakthrough. So last month was our first event here, Ultra Members. That was our first experience here. There was a reason it was Ultra only. There were reasons I didn't have other speakers yet. There's a reason we weren't doing performance in a theater yet. You know, we're learning how to do this. You know, one show, best customers, half day. Second show, best customers open up to select growth day members, full day. Learn the tech, learn the lighting, learn the air conditioning. There's no HVAC up here. So last time I was drenched, couldn't breathe. We've had some weird things happen. So why do I say all that? Because notice what's not. I don't have any growth day teachers here speaking yet, right? Because why? I'm the guinea pig. And I want you to think in your life a little bit about, you know what? Sometimes you see this dream way out there and everyone's doing it so fancy. You just need to start in the game immediately, small experiments, incremental improvement. Add one new thing, then add another new thing, then add another new thing. And that's called skilling up. That's called building capability. That's actually the breakthrough. Some people, their experimental actions are every 4 years. And they're like, I don't know why I'm not breaking through. I'm like, you don't try anything new for 4 years. Salespeople know this. You change one little piece of the sales message, see how that performs. Change another little piece, see how it performs. Change another. But every week, I want to give you the gift of every Monday, I want you to know what is your test for the week. From now on, your whole life. What's the test? I'm going to try a little bit of this. Incrementally grow yourself into greatness. You got to put some experiments up on the board. You ever heard the phrase, little plane, big plane? When they're teaching new pilots. And the new pilot gets a little bold. They'll say, hey man, little plane, big plane. And that's because when you're a pilot, you learn to fly the little plane. And then the next size plane. And then the next size plane, and then the next size plane. It's very incremental before you get up to an A, you know, or I'm sorry, a C-15 or a C-5, right? Those are the huge, like military planes that they put tanks in the back of and fly them to other countries. A lot of people start with the little tiny plane and they stay with the little tiny plane. What you want to do is go, there's a big plane, and I'm going to little plane this into the big plane-ness. And you're just going to go. And that's the plan. See, your little plane today might be the big plane of 10 years ago. But today, that higher consciousness is going, I'm happy with the plane I'm in. I like it. I've learned to be in this plane. But if you can also go, there's a bigger game. There's a bigger plane. Not just to chase it for no reason, but to know there is a better quality marriage. There is a better quality of health for you. You're in the little plane of the joy and the confidence and the love that you can experience in your life. Not because you're not doing it great. It's just that that's called growth. Anyone watch that BlackBerry documentary? It's called BlackBerry. I think it's on Netflix. And it was interesting because they knew what was coming, but they were so superior. Ours is the best plane. And it's like, oh no, there's new technology. And you start with a little plane and incrementally change and innovate again, you always need to have R&D in your business. You always got to be an R&D in your marriage. You have to keep things fresh. You have to test to do that. That's the breakthrough. And it's not sexy. It's weekly. It's not one big sudden move in the middle of the year. It's every week you're trying stuff. We're going to test out something in every area of your life. Test something out in the bedroom when you get home. Tell them you went to growth day, so they're like, I'm coming with you next time. You know, it's like, listen, it should be fun to think of all the ways that you can wow or surprise or try. And our culture has gotten away from that. We have a culture of seeking adolescent certainty. What we need to have, if we're really going to change this world and change the relationship we all have with each other, is curiosity. I think the greatest phrase in life, the childlike phrase that keeps life so joyful, is when you learn to be entering a room or an experience and be like, what's this going to be like? I really want you to have that curiosity, that engagement with life again. Don't get boring. Don't stop testing. Keep learning. Most people, they bumble through decades of their life because there's no demarcation lines. There's no finish lines. If you finish November, December wrong, then the goals you set up in January and February seem fake. But if you finish the year strong and that's your rhythm, man, I just finished the year strong. I finished the year strong. I finished the year strong. Then you set those goals in January like, that's possible. Because I just kicked butt the last 30, 60, 90 days. So please, what is that for you, finishing the year strong?
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? If you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.